This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
A bit of strength that would follow through from a mostly firmer settlement to begin the week. We know it's a big Tuesday here. Oftentimes there can be that turnaround potential, although lately there's been more focus on the broader speculative shift in sentiment that is decidedly less bearish, I should say. Not necessarily bullish yet, but that's a potential here because, like for corn futures, the last commitment of traders report showing those commodity trading funds down to a very, very small bearish bet after having such big numbers held against these corn contracts for the last several months, longer than a year now. You have some relief there and maybe the, again, potential that they turn long heading into the rest of the calendar year and beyond. A lot, of course, riding on the outcome of the election today, but not just that this week. It's also the Fed meeting and another crop report. The November crop report's coming up on Friday.
With that Fed meeting, are we expecting a cut, Joe, or is it just looking like it's likely that we will get a cut?
It is still much more likely than not. The market factoring in odds of a 25 basis point reduction down to a 4.75 upper end on the Fed funds rate. We'll see about the reaction. It's more about the reaction in this case probably than the expectation because of the last time we had a Fed meeting in September. They, for the first time, cut rates, but then market yields, bond prices, they fell since then.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn up 2 3/4 at 419 1/4. January soybeans up 7 1/4 at 10.04 1/2. December soybean meal down $1.20 at $2.98.40. December soybean oil up 9 cents at $45.65. On the Merc, December live cattle down 10 cents at $184.97. November feeder cattle down 15 cents at $246.20. December lean hogs down $1.05 at $82.17. December pork cutout unchanged at $94.55. Class 3 milk down 2 pennies at $20.06. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.